Praise the Lord.
Alleluia.
We hear a lot of news these days about hatred against Israel, anti-Semitism, all kinds of things. So our subject today is Israel and anti-Semitism. The Bible text is from Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. It says, I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. Amen.
Amen.
Many books have been written about Jews and about Israel. It's not possible to cover the whole subject in one message. Certainly, Israel has to do with the plan of God for the salvation of all people. When God created Adam, he wanted to have fellowship with him. But because of Adam's sin, that relationship was broken. After many attempts, through Noah and others, God chose Abraham. Abraham was an idol worshipper, but he got to know the true God and he learned to trust in him. Genesis chapter 12, verse 3 is what God said to Abraham. God made a lasting covenant with him. Cursing Israel will bring curse, blessing Israel will bring blessing. The blessing of God is unconditional, no condition to love. He didn't say, bless Israel when they are doing right. The promise was to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The law came with Moses. The fulfillment of the blessing and the law came through Jesus Christ. I want to give you a short coverage of Jewish growth and destruction. We know that Israel, after Solomon, Israel was divided to the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah. The northern kingdom of Israel was led to Assyrian exile in the year 720 before Christ, and the southern kingdom of Judah was taken into exile to Babylonia in 598 before Christ. 120 years later. It's estimated that during the time of David, there were 1.3 million Jews of military age, that means between 20 and 60. The total population would have been about 5 million. After Babylonian exile, there were only 42,380 Jews coming back to the land of Israel. But having many babies, they multiplied very fast. During the Roman times, millions of Jews were killed. By the mid-first century, there were again 8 million. Then, much later, in the year 1290, 16,000 Jews were expelled from England. 16 years later, 100,000 Jews were expelled from France, and 200,000 Jews were expelled from Spain. We know that even in our city, the Jews were expelled out of Bern, out of the state. In the years 1000 to 1500, an estimated 380,000 Jews were killed in Europe. By 1940, there were 18 million Jews, and 7 million of them have been killed by the Nazis. We know the book of Esther in the Old Testament, Esther the queen and her uncle Mordecai. Hanun tried to kill all Jews in the empire, but God intervened and they were saved. There were wars with the Assyrians. There were wars with the Babylonians. And many were killed in all these wars. Why had they always been why has there always been a hatred towards Israel and the Jews? Why did God why could such a tragic terrorist attack happen like last year? What is the spiritual reason for all that? The word Palestine has existed since the 500 years before Christ in various forms of the Spanish, of the Greek, and Roman language. So, but Palestine has been there. In the Bible, we read about the Philistines, the constant enemies of Israel. The most well known of them, is David and Goliath. According to several Bible texts, we learn that the Philistines originated from Crete, the island of Crete. They occupied the Gaza Strip and Ashkelon. But the Philistines were destroyed. They were killed by the Babylonians, and the survivors were taken into Babylonia and they vanished from the scene. Today, there are no more Philistines. They have been exterminated. According to God's promise, Israel includes Gaza, the West Bank, and part of Jordan. Because we read that east of Jordan, the land was given to the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and part of Manasseh. The Gaza Strip was part of the land that was given to Judah. The war in Israel is not only a conflict in the physical world. It's not a political fight about Philistine territories. The conflict has been going on for a long time, for years and years, with rockets being fired against Israel. But on the 7th of October, the darkest anti-Semitism happened since the Holocaust. A mighty demonic spirit was at work. In the Bible, such a demonic principality was connected with Amalek. This is the evil spirit of Amalek appears in Genesis in the first book of the Bible, with the story of the brotherly rivalry between Esau and Jacob. Esau had a grandson named Amalek, who grew into a people, and they grew in jealousy and hatred of Jacob's descendants and passed it on through the generations. The Bible warns of the dangers that come from such rivalries, as can also be seen from the story of Cain and Abel. We also find them at the end of the days in Revelation chapter 12. All the anti-Semitism of all times is targeted against Israel. We know the story of Hanun in the book of Esther. His aim was to exterminate all Jews for all time. But by God's grace, this evil plan was changed through Mordecai and Queen Esther. The Nazis in Germany, they had the same idea to finish it. They called it Endlösung. Once and for all, let's get rid of all the Jews in the whole world. They must be exterminated. Satan's attention and anger are always directed against Israel. The crucial truth revealed here is that deep hatred that Satan harbors against the Jewish people. Israel was called to play a unique role in the world, to proclaim the plan of salvation, the purpose of God to all mankind. From the beginning, God declared that through Israel's descendants, all families on the earth shall be blessed. Israel was called to be a light to the nations, a light to the Gentiles in Isaiah 42:6, and to be a kingdom of priests in Exodus 19:6, ordained by God to save the nations of the earth. Throughout history, you can see the blessings of God and his punishments. The Israelites were to obey God. As long as they worshipped God, they prospered and increased. When they turned against God, they were and worshipped idols, they were attacked by enemies, and they were even exiled. They lost their beautiful land. We can read in 2 Chronicles, chapter 36, 15 and 16, the Lord, the God of their fathers, sent word to them through his messengers again and again, because he had pity on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked God's messengers, despised his words, and scoffed at his prophets, until the wrath of God was aroused against his people and there was no remedy. After 70 years exile in Babylonia, whoever wanted could return to the land. But unfortunately, by then, many tribes had left the place where they were taken. They scattered over the whole world, to China, to India, to Russia, and to Ethiopia and West Africa. There's a big Jewish population still in Nigeria today. Prophets like Isaiah and others prophesied that the Jews would return home. All this serves only as an introduction. I only gave you an introduction. But the question remains, why? Why? Why is there so much anti-Semitism and hatred to Jews and to Israel? God's plan of salvation is through Israel. There are many Christians who still believe in the substitution theology. They say that God has rejected Israel and the promises are all for the church today. But that is not true. Let's see what the Bible says. In Jeremiah 31, 35 to 37, this is what the Lord says. He who appoints the sun to shine by day, who decrees the moon and stars to shine by night, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar, Lord Almighty is his name. Only if these decrees vanish from my sight, declares the Lord, will the descendants of Israel ever cease to be a nation before me. This is what the Lord says. Only if the heavens above can be measured and the foundations of the earth below be searched out, will I reject the descendants of Israel because of what they have done, declares the Lord. So what God says, as long as this world exists, his blessing will be on Israel. What these people say is that God has changed. Can God change his mind? If God can change his mind, maybe he changed his mind about salvation and we would still be lost. No, God never changes. Hallelujah. Praise God. He never changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory to God. Paul said about this in Romans chapter 11, verse 29. For God's gift and his call are irrevocable. It's irrevocable. It cannot be turned. What God says is, God has chosen Abraham and blessed him. God gave the land to Abraham and the blessing. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they were blessed and received the promise. And Jacob's name was changed to Israel. Through the centuries, God revealed himself to his people. The promise was always that the Savior would come out, would come, the Messiah, and all the prophets, they spoke about him. The first promise we have in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, where it says, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and he will strike your heel. That was the first promise about the coming Messiah. Satan is the enemy of God and of his people. He fights against God in trying to smite the plan of God. Satan has tried throughout humanity to destroy the plan of God. Destroy the people through whom Jesus is to be born. If the Jews have been annihilated before, Jesus could not have been born. And all prophecies of the Old Testament would be false. Jesus had to come through Israel. After Jesus was born, the devil continued by killing all the babies until 2 years old. Again, a plan didn't succeed. He thought he had victory by nailing Jesus to the cross to kill the Son of God. But little did he know that God's plan was to raise Jesus and save humanity. Satan was defeated and his armor was taken from him. Satan has been defeated and lost all power over those who belong to God. If you belong to God, Satan has no power over you. Praise the Lord. Today, many are falling away from God. Many turn to different kinds of religion and or ideology. The LGBT agenda is increasing, indoctrinating our small children. UN, WHO, trying to take away our rights and our freedom. The globalists are trying to kill people through vaccinations. We have come to a time when God will intervene. The wars in Israel serve only for the purpose, for one purpose. Satan is trying to exterminate Israel so that Jesus cannot come back again. If Israel is not existing, Jesus cannot come. He was a Jew the first time he came. He will be a Jew the second time when he comes as King of Kings. He will come in power and majesty as a Jew. So, where is he going to come? To Israel, to Jerusalem, the eternal capital of Israel. He will come physically to reign in Jerusalem. But before the second coming, there will be the 7 years of tribulation. Satan is trying to take away the world now, But his time is not yet. And we pray against him. And praise God, millions of Christians have prayed against the plan of WHO and UN to make a treaty with the world. It was refused. Praise God. So in Revelation we see the plan for Israel. Israel is still believing in Jesus Christ. They're still not believing in Jesus Christ. They don't accept the Messiah in Jesus. At the music festival where the the terrorists attacked, there was a big Buddha statue. As terrible as that terrorist attack was, don't forget the musical festival was under the banner of Buddha, an idol, not under God. When a TV moderator asked a woman if she prayed, she answered that she doesn't believe in any God. Tel Aviv has become the center of gay organizations, gay movements. Do you think God will tolerate this? According to the prophecy of end time, the time for Israel will get much worse. The war will continue throughout the coming months until the rapture of the church happens. Then the Antichrist will appear and make a treaty with Israel for 7 years. We read in Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. He will confirm a covenant with many for 1 7. In the middle of the seven, he will put an end to sacrifice and offering. This seven is 7 years. And on the wing of the temple, he will set up an abomination that causes desolation until the end that is decreed is poured out on him. So the Antichrist will guarantee Israel safety. He will finish the war and allow the Jews to build the temple on the Temple Mount beside the Muslim Dome of the Rock. You might be interested that all the materials for the temple are prepared. Within 18 hours, the whole temple could be assembled. Priests and Levites are stitching their garments. It's going to be, and it will happen only in the first 3.5 years of the tribulation, in the first 3.5 years after the rapture. Then the Antichrist will sit into the temple and proclaim himself as God. The Jews had accepted him, the Antichrist, as Messiah. They think, oh, the Messiah has come, the Savior has come. But now the Antichrist will show his real face and persecute the Jews. Persecution of Jews will start like never before. As the world is rocked by wars and pandemics and famines and natural catastrophes, the persecution of Jews will rise. The war in the Middle East will erupt again, and the world is going from bad to worse. The time of the tribulation will be so bad that Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 22, if those days had not been cut short, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect, those days have been shortened. All this will happen after the rapture. We Christians, we won't be here anymore. Then when things are worse, Jesus will come back with great majesty and power. Jews will see the Lord and accept the Messiah. Satan will be bound for 1,000 years and Jesus will reign in Jerusalem. This is what Satan tries to stop. That is why there is anti-Semitism, hatred against Israel. The devil tries to stop all that. This is the reason why he deceives people. That is why he tries to kill Jews. He wants to stop the plan of God, but he will fail. You may have the question, when is all this going to happen? That is another question. That's another message. What you need to know is that the rapture is nearer than what you think. Many tell me that they are worried that they won't make it. They say, I'm afraid I will not be ready. They are still living in a sin mentality. A sin mentality. If you are in Christ, then you have to get rid of that sin mentality and accept the righteous mentality. Jesus has taken all sins and shortcomings to the cross. All sickness was nailed to the cross. Jesus' sacrificial death has made us righteous. Somebody say, I'm righteous.
I'm righteous.
Our sin has been paid for. Our punishment was on him. We are therefore justified and righteous. The resurrection brought new life. 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. For the old has gone, the new has come. If anyone is in Christ. If you are in Christ, you are justified. You have been made a new person. You don't need to fear punishment. There's no more punishment. Jesus already bore our punishment. We are a new species. We are justified and righteous, praise God. As such, we are preparing to be taken when the rapture takes place. No more fear. No more fear. 1 John 4:18. It says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. God loves you so much. People, God loves you so much. He need not fear anyone throughout your lifetime. Amen.